Now, a pathologist has concluded hemorrhage and shock were the cause of the death of a woman who died following childbirth in Kerry. The inquest opened yesterday at Tralee Courthouse into the death of 35-year-old Zimbabwe-born Tetenda Mokwata, who had lived in a direct provision centre in Kenmare with her three daughters. She had delivered a daughter via caesarean section just over 6 hours before her death. Radio Kerry's Mary Gallagher was at the inquest for Radio Kerry and she joins me in studio. Mary, what can you tell us about the circumstances of this case and what we heard yesterday?
Well, yesterday the inquest opened and it heard from two pathologists only. It has been adjourned until the end of September when it's expected to sit for a number of days, and at that point here extensive medical evidence that would be from the people who would have been working on Tetenda when she was in the hospital. So yesterday there were two pathologists, Dr. Margaret Bolster, which a lot of people would know of, a state pathologist, and also Dr. Peter Keelahan. He's a perinatal pathologist. That would be somebody who specialises in the period before and after birth. So both of them gave evidence. Dr. Margaret Bolster actually carried out the autopsy on Tetenda Mokwata, and then Dr. Peter Keelahan was consulted. He reviewed the case along with Dr. Bolster and he gave his evidence.
Okay, and what did we hear?
So we first heard from Dr. Margaret Bolster. She said she carried out the autopsy at University Hospital Kerry. She noted it was an extremely difficult and complex case. And she stated that the cause of death was hemorrhage or bleeding and shock due to arteriovenous malformations. Now, these were explained in court as being like a tangle of blood vessels that irregularly connect arteries and veins. And she added that uterine arteriovenous malformations, which is what Tetenda Mokwata would have had, are extremely rare. And Dr. Peter Keelahan also agreed with this.
Okay, and
and so some more evidence that was heard then, results from the autopsy then, was that there were over 2 litres of blood or free blood found in the abdomen area of the body. And Dr. Bolster noted that the body actually usually has about 5 litres. So there was about 50% of her blood was free in that area of the abdomen following the bleeding. She said that this was a catastrophic bleed. Also, Dr. Peter Keelahan, who I mentioned, also gave evidence. He reviewed this case. He studied some of the tissues under a microscope, and he also said that it was an arteriovenous malformation. He said that it actually pre-existed the pregnancy, and this is what caused the hemorrhage and ultimately the patient's death. Now, he said that these arteriovenous malformations, or AVMs, that they can usually go unnoticed in a body until they rupture. He said that it would have been there from perhaps a previous surgery. So it was there. It wasn't noticed throughout the caesarean section that Tetenda had, where her daughter was delivered a healthy baby girl about 6 hours before she died. Dr. Keelahan also gave some evidence. He said he had some experience of these throughout his career. None which was, say, exactly the same of this which occurred following a caesarean section, but he did give some similar cases. He did say that when one of these AVMs or arteriovenous malformations rupture, when a uterine one ruptures, that they can go either way, that they can go into the cavity of that area, and that would result in bleeding out. So a woman would have a vaginal bleed. These can be common sometimes after a pregnancy or after a birth, not necessarily from this kind of an incident from an AVM, but it didn't happen in this case. It didn't bleed out. It didn't bleed out of her. It bled into a different part of her body. As we heard the evidence from Dr. Bolster, there were over 2 litres of blood gathered in the abdomen area of her body, so there wasn't blood coming out of her body. But we did hear from Dr. John O'Mahony, senior counsel. He was instructed by solicitor Conor Murphy, acting on behalf of Miss Mokwata's family, and he said that in the hours after the childbirth, that Tetenda's blood pressure dropped dramatically, as did her hemoglobin levels, and that these are clear signs of bleeding in the body. Now, despite obviously no obvious bleed outside of the body, that he said that these were clear signs and they should have been acted upon. And he said that he's very concerned about what happened from when the baby was born up to when Tetenda died about 6 hours later, and that her family feel that there were ample opportunities for measures to be carried out to stop this bleeding and potentially save her life.
So that outlined the concerns there, that perhaps notwithstanding the rarity of the medical situation you're describing that was described yesterday, that their family perhaps maybe feel that it should have been spotted on some level, particularly the blood pressure level, in advance.
Yeah. The several readings were actually given in court of her blood pressure and how it was continuously dropping in the hours after the birth at dramatically low levels. And obviously by the end, levels that were not, consistent with life, that she eventually passed away after 6 hours. So he had said he was very concerned. The family are also very concerned that these levels were continuously dropping and that she eventually did pass away because of this.
You mentioned just evidence from two witnesses yesterday. Are we any indication as to who may testify when the inquest resumes?
Yes, so it will resume on Monday, September 25th, and it will sit for a number of days that week. And at that point, we were told yesterday, we will hear extensive medical evidence. So that will be from the people that would have been treating Tatenda.
Is it likely to continue for some time that week?
It is expected. There are 4 days given to it that week. Everybody was agreeable yesterday that they will be available to sit for those 4 days if they are needed. It sounds like it is expected to take some time. As I said yesterday, it was just from two pathologists who would have obviously carried out the autopsy and then reviewed it. So yes, at the end of September, it will be from the medical experts that would have been treating Tatenda in the time from the caesarean section up until her death. So there are expected to be, a long list of people who will be giving evidence, and it will be quite extensive.
And members of Tatenda Mokwata's family present yesterday, obviously.
Yes, her mother and her children, including baby Ava, were there in court yesterday.
Okay, all right. Mary, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about that and giving us the information from what happened at the inquest yesterday. As you heard Mary say there, it's back on again on the 25th of September, where more evidence will be given before coroner Helen Lucy, Miss McGuire's mother, Catherine, and her children, Monashi, Rotendo, Shirley, and Ava, were present for the opening inquest, with Rotendo confirming she identified her mother to Gardaí following the death at the hospital. Dr. Caelan, of course, talking about the issue with regards to AVMs, which is the arterial venous malformation, in his professional life, beginning with one on the head of a person who had been hit at an earlier a stage with a hurley. And Dr. Peter Keelan, consultant perinatal pathologist, said AVM has been likened to a bag of worms due to its pulsing nature. They're often only seen when they bleed, so rare indeed. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. We'll continue to follow that as it works its way through the remainder of that inquest before coroner Helen Lucy.